Refugee Victory. Peterborough to resettle 100 Syrian refugees was the headline on the city's newspaper, the Peterborough Telegraph. This is an uncompassionate response by the Tory-led Peterborough Council, which ultimately amounts to a tokenistic gesture, grudgingly given. 7 months ago, the Tories decided not to support the resettlement scheme at all. The council leader, John Holditch, claimed their opposition to resettling these desperate refugees was because there were already pressures on services. This is fundamentally hypocritical given the years of eagerly and ruthlessly imposed cuts to those very services in the city by his party. It should also raise concerns for the people of the city that the Tories were claiming that they cannot deal with just 5 families resettling here each year until 2020. However, after the deal was agreed, Holditch had an audacious change in rhetoric, stating that this city has a long and proud history of welcoming those that need our help, and we will be working with groups from across our community that have already offered their assistance. He was forced to admit, "I have been speaking with government and we have now come to an agreement. The government has confirmed that we will receive appropriate levels of funding for these families to cover all the health, social and educational costs, in addition to them being able to access all benefits such as housing. This development should give confidence to those fighting for international working class solidarity, and acts as proof that the government can be forced to make financial concessions under pressure from councils. Let's exert that pressure on the government and fight for funds to protect all jobs and services." Carl Harper, Peterborough.